sides playing for keeps. You snooze, you lose.
And of course, it's a Monday morning. Temptation always is to sleep in a little bit, and you have to fight that. We go to bed fairly early on a Sunday just because we don't want to have to fight it.
Good testosterone levels, so you wake up, feel energized.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to talk about testosterone, just testosterone.
Just testosterone,
in
okay.
In men, in the next probably eight programs. Much of this has given I want to give credit. It's a book called Maximizing Your Male Hormones, written by Dr. Pamela Smith. I've met her. She's a very, very knowledgeable lady.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right a doctor? Extremely knowledgeable. She's written several books, but I thought it might be good to go over this. We've talked about hormones, but I want to talk just zero in on men. Now, women can listen too. All right.
Yeah, because it affects them too if they have a boyfriend or
and
a,
women have testosterone. We've mentioned that, you know.
Right.
But there's a bunch of newer things coming out about it. In fact, I don't know if we have time. Maybe over time we'll talk about some of the papers and how they've changed
mm-hmm.
with testosterone replacement for men in the last 2 years versus 5, 10 years ago kind of thing.
All right. Or even 20, 30 years
ago. Well, much changed.
When I worked for that pharmaceutical company, we made something called Halotestin, which was one of the first synthetic testosterone derivatives.
We're going to have a program, testosterone in men, estrogen in men, progesterone in men, DHEA, that you can buy over-the-counter that people are using,
mm-hmm.
all right? We'll talk a lot about, have a program on cortisol metabolism in men with respect to adrenal insufficiency and issues with that. The other thing we're going to talk about, I'm not sure when we'll do this, where we'll fit it in, but the NIH has made a list of the 8 most stressful jobs for men that lower testosterone. And it's interesting. When I read it, it was just, oh my gosh, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we'll probably. I think I'm not sure where we'll put that in the series, but that's pretty interesting. You know, we now have NIH has published that there are certain occupations where the risk of hypogonadism goes through the roof.
That's interesting. Well, it makes sense. It makes sense.
A low testosterone, okay?
Right. So, I guess the question is the low testosterone there before the decision job?
No.
Or the job's cause?
It's a job.
Jobs related.
And the job issues that make this happen. All right?
Okay.
And it's so interesting, Terry. I'd love to talk about it this morning. It's amazing kind of stuff. All right, I find that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where we'll fit that in the series, but somewhere. We're going to talk about the effects of insulin on testosterone and increased insulin, especially with respect to obesity. Because if you are obese, most obese people are pre-diabetics. And
at least.
Two, they have, let's say you're a pre-diabetic. Your doctor says you're pre-diabetic because you're too fat, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the average person thinks, well, I don't have enough insulin. Actually, in fact, they have too much insulin, but they have resistance to insulin, all right?
Right.
So I have a program on that because that affects testosterone markedly, all right? Talk about thyroid and, hormones and testosterone, melatonin and testosterone. We'll talk about the insulin. This partly has to do with testosterone, and also with the issues of the COVID shots, but we'll probably have a program on the increase in breast cancer in men.
In men.
Now, women don't realize men can get breast cancer. And it's been extremely rare, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But the incidence seems to be going up, all right? And we'll talk a little bit about that. We don't really know, we haven't nailed it down for sure. There's some suspicion things.
Well, there's a causal relationship, but we're not sure how much.
All right. And then we're going to talk about the prostate cancer issues.
Mm-hmm.
I have a program on the prostate cancer issues with hormonal replacement. And our ideas have, gone from you got prostate cancer, no testosterone,
right,
to today, what it is today, what NIH is recommending now. and okay. the newest size. It's totally changed kind of thing. But I think
it's evolving.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it, Terry. Yeah. It's an interesting area, and some of it will affect women. I think more women will be listening and say, hold on, that's my husband.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
needs help. Do you follow what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Sure.
We're not going to really be talking a lot about women. We're going to be zeroing in on men, all right?
And all the women in the audience saying, oh, it's about time.
Yeah, well, I want to talk a little bit about what are the functions of testosterone in the body,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
It builds and maintains muscles, mass, and strength, all right? And often when we start testosterone in men, all right, especially obese men,
mm-hmm.
we want them to lose weight, all right?
Right.
They will not lose weight often. And the patient's going to think, hold on, what's happening? But really what's happening, we're starting testosterone, is they're exchanging fat for muscle, and they're starting to grow more muscle, so they're not losing as much weight, even though they think
that. That's what happened to me when I first started coming to you. After a year, I hadn't lost very much weight, and you said, well, you should have measured your arms yep. and your waist, because you were right, my pants were hanging on me now.
Yeah. Okay, the causes of vasorelaxation, all right, the vessels relaxing. Okay, that's a good way of saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Testosterone causes the muscles to be not tight and that. So testosterone replacement lowers blood pressure. All right? We didn't used to realize that years ago. All right? It helps maintain the immune system. We've talked about that. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It helps mood in men. All right? And
that's one of the things you look for when you're doing replacement, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm a big, one of the things, I'm a strong believer in testosterone replacement. We use testosterone pellets, all right?
Right.
And we'll talk about the testosterone shots and the issues with them, because mm-hmm. there's major issues coming out about this. I mean, people can die too. There's a lot of issues with it. But make a long story short, testosterone improves mood. All right,
mm-hmm.
but here's the problem with men. Men don't realize their mood is bad. All right, the women pick it up right away.
Mm-hmm.
Their spouse or their male companion is not doing very well mood wise. All right, women are very sensitive to hormones. I can change a woman's hormones a little bit, and tomorrow they know. I mean, just
right.
infinitesimal. Men, the studies show 82 to 84% of all men that I give them testosterone, don't know it's helping.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's shocking.
They're clueless.
Yeah. So they just, the way God made guys, we're not clued into it. All
mm-hmm.
right? It improves oxygen uptake in the body. All right? And so if you've got problems with oxygen uptake in the muscles themselves or the tissues, it may be a testosterone problem.
Right.
All right?
Right.
Okay. It increases lean body mass. That makes sense. We've talked about that. Now, here's one thing that people don't realize, Terry, is it lowers cholesterol. All right? And it lowers the bad cholesterol.
I was going to say, which cholesterol does it lower?
It lowers the bad cholesterol, and it lowers triglycerides. So part of your hyperlipidemia, or you're having too much bad lipids kind of thing, it may be for the doctor to give you testosterone and balance your testosterone. Maybe a testosterone deficiency,
mm-hmm.
not that's complicated by the lipids going up. Right,
right, right. Right.
I don't know if you want to take a break, or I have about 7 more to go over.
Why don't we get through about half of them, then we'll take a
okay.
break.
Okay. Testosterone maintains libido. That makes sense. All right. It prevents memory loss, the studies now show.
Well, the other thing that affects libido is opportunity.
Oh, that's correct. That is correct to a certain extent. But more important, as we age, I think we lose, 2% per year
mm-hmm.
of our free testosterone. As we age after, I think, 25, age 25, something like that. But as you get older, you don't have much testosterone.
Right.
And essentially, patients may come in with problems with memory. And it may not be a memory issue. No, it can be. I said that wrong, Terry. They may have a memory issue, but the causal factor may be in part not enough testosterone,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
for that guy. So the doctor needs to be aware of this, that, you know, if you come in with memory problems, you're getting older, it may be a testosterone issue. All right?
Yeah.
All right? And we didn't used to realize that, Terry. You know, that was not on doctors'
radar at all.
Radar, yeah, that's a good way to say it. The younger doctor, the older doctors, it doesn't click with yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but the mm-hmm. younger kids coming out of medical school and into residency, they know. They've already, you know, they've been taught this stuff. You know, but the older doctors are not really. I was going to say there yet, if that's the right word. I'm not sure. I don't want to. I'm an older doctor. I don't want to, castigate us. But it's not been on our radar screen, maybe
right.
as much as it should be. All right. We know that testosterone helps regulate blood sugar directly,
mm-hmm.
all right, not indirectly, mm-hmm. but, through weight and things like that, but directly, all right. It regulates nutrient and energy balance to maintain protein synthesis. Now, here's another one, Terry. It regulates red blood cell production. So if you are anemic, now there's certain things that you as a male, if you become anemic, the doctor has to do. He has to prove that you're not losing it. All right?
Right.
You don't have a tumor in your bowel or something like that. There's just a bunch of things that have to be done, okay? If you're anemic, you need to talk to your doctor, and there's a bunch of things he will do. But we now know that testosterone production helps with the gonadotropin release issues, helps regulate how much mm-hmm. blood cells you make.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So part of your anemia may be that you're not making them
levels,
because your testosterone levels are too low.
Yeah.
All right? But it's interesting. Some of the stuff we're learning is really amazing. After the break, Terry, I want to talk about what the signs and symptoms are of low testosterone.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and take that break, and we'll be right back.
Eat my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that.
We are back playing some Beatles.
Yeah,
I haven't played a Beatles album in quite a while, huh? Maybe we'll do that on Thursday. Do a Beatles album. That's a good idea. Thanks for reminding me of that. Because I was looking at a couple other albums right over the weekend. Let's get back to our conversation with Dr. Jan Mensink from the practice. We call this the practice hour here on Maxwell in the Morning. Good to the last mic drop. It happens every Wednesday and Monday. So,
now, Terry, I want to go over signs and symptoms of low testosterone. But before I say that, there's something that's very important.
Okay.
When you go to your doctor, it is not you want a testosterone level, all
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
If your doctor orders a total testosterone, your doctor has not really been keeping up.
Right. Yeah.
You need a free testosterone level. All right. That's the critical amount, not the total. Free,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you get a free testosterone level. And that number is, I want over 100 per
right.
male. Okay?
Right, right.
That's the key, all right? So when you go to your doctor, make sure that he orders a free, not a total. There's some place for total, but the total is not the issue. It is how much is free that makes the difference clinically, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is. I just wanted to mention that before we go into this areas of the signs and symptoms of low testosterone, because it is so important, and I see this every day. The doctor ordered my total testosterone. It's wonderful. Doesn't mean a thing. I was going to say doesn't mean a thing. That's not totally true, but it's not the important.
It's not related to what you're
exactly.
dealing with.
The key is a free testosterone. I just can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your doctor is kept up with hormones, he'll know that.
Right.
You know,
right.
All the young docs know that. The young kids, I call them kids, but all the medical students and residents, they realize that. The older docs aren't always up on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you need a free T. That's mm-hmm. the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, signs and symptoms of low testosterone. Anxiety, all right, in a male. Anxiety, and it can even present with fatigue and tiredness, especially in the type A or hyper type A person, because he then starts working harder and harder and harder to
right,
try to
right.
fix things.
Burning himself out.
Exactly, burning themselves out. Cognitive decline, all mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The guy typically will not notice it. His wife will notice it, all right? She will pick up on it, not him, all right? Decreased ability to concentrate on things. Decreased muscle mass, all right? Depression, we mentioned,
right.
goes along with
right.
anxiety.
Right.
And depression, and they will end up with a sleep disturbance. If you have a sleep, if you wake up in the morning tired, not refreshed, you need to see your doctor and say why. And there's a bunch of things he's going to do and check out, all right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's one of the biggest signs that you need to see your doctor and say, what the heck is happening? I'm waking up and I'm tired. There's something wrong, all right?
Well, if somebody wakes up and the first thing they're thinking is, I can't wait to go back to bed tonight, is that a sign of being
yes,
tired?
Yes, there's something wrong. difficulty in achieving and maintaining an erection, all right?
Yeah.
Now, we have to remember that as you get older, it is harder to maintain an erection,
mm-hmm.
not because of testosterone, but because of vascular issues, all right?
Right.
hair loss. Did you know, Terry, that male pattern baldness is related
to an increase in testosterone?
Well, depends on where the baldness is as where the testosterone is lower or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is men can get hot flashes. Women don't understand this, and most men don't realize it's a hot flash, but men can get hot flashes. An increase in breast tissue, all right? Increase in perceived stress. Increased risk of fractures and bone loss. In fact, one of the first things we do, in fact, I had this was a lady, a female, 2 weeks ago that ended up with a fracture that, through really minimal, minimal trauma, all right?
Yeah.
And she'd seen her doctor and we treat the fracture. But the doctor didn't do the major thing.
Why?
Check her for osteoporosis.
Right.
All right, this is an 82-year-old lady. He's written her off. Oh, you fracture would heal. Deal with the fracture. We need to deal with that fracture. But the issue is she osteoporotic?
Mm-hmm.
And she probably is, and we need to treat that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow what I'm saying? All right. infertility. And people don't realize that low testosterone can cause infertility. What? And in fact, what's the first thing we do in infertility workup? We do a sperm count and
right.
see how much sperm is
right.
they're making and how mobile?
Yeah.
They are, all right? Irritability and insomnia. We talked about this problem with sleeping, all right?
Right.
It's very important, Terry, because these things, whether we like it or not, the guy will often not pick up on this. His spouse, the woman in his life will, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a woman listening and you say, hold her, these are problems with my potential issues with my spouse.
It may be that he's got low free testosterone.
Low free testosterone. Maybe he needs to see his doctor, all right? Now, there's something called andropause. Just like in women, there's menopause.
Menopause, right.
We didn't realize this probably 5-7 years ago, but we now know that there's also a correlate in men, and we call it andropause.
Yeah, and the reason they call it menopause in women is because the menses is pausing.
But in men, they're pausing, putting out testosterone.
Right.
All right? So what are these symptoms? Anxiety or nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
Backaches. Joint pains and stiffness. In fact, I saw a patient the other day that's got sciatica, and the issue isn't really sciatica. He really needs testosterone. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And most men don't make that connection.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Seriously, men don't put those two and two together. All right. Bone loss. All right. Decline in physical abilities. As we get older, we all sort of, happens naturally. All right?
We stiffen up.
Yeah. All right. Decreased intensity of orgasms. Yeah. All right. Decrease in job performance. Yes. All right. And that may be due to memory issues and things, cognition issues
mm-hmm.
mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Elevated cholesterol. All right. We've sort of scooted around that issue. But we're now realizing that cholesterol is definitely affected by testosterone.
And vice versa, isn't it?
Well, can be.
Yeah.
But there's an interaction there. Mm-hmm. And it may be that your cholesterol, you don't need a cholesterol drug. I mean, many of these patients do. But this patient's testosterone needs to be maximized, all right? And many of these patients, Terry, we put them on cholesterol medicines. In fact, I put a patient on this morning on rosuvastatin. And he needs it, right?
Yeah,
he was supposed to be taking it, wasn't taking it, and his cholesterol is bad, all right? But many of these patients, when we tune them up and start tuning them up and doing all these things, we can literally often decrease the statins and get them off it sometimes, all right?
That's always the goal.
Yeah, it's have to be very careful, all right? But there's a place for that, all right? The patient may have irritability, anger issues that flare up that weren't there for the last 40 years. All right, maybe you need to have your husband taken into the doctor to see what's his free T. Is there a place for testosterone replacement?
Sure.
All right, loss of memory, concentration, weight gain. All right, markedly related to low free testosterone levels.
And the weight gain would be because of fat, not because of
muscle.
They're working out or anything.
Exactly, yeah. Terry. So what happens with these people, with these patients? Mm-hmm. This guy, he slowly is putting on a paunch, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's slowly maybe becoming a pre-diabetic. He's not getting as strong erections. He may be wanting to go to his doctor to get sildenafil or Viagra,
right?
And from a doctor's point of view, I'm not against Viagra, but that is a sign that the vascular supply to the pelvic organs and to the penis may be an issue. Now, I don't care if you can't get an erection. That comes across wrong. I don't quite mean it that way. But if you can't get an erection and you got vascular problems in your penis, I better check the vascular issue in your neck, in your brain, your carotids, and in your heart.
Right.
All right? Those are symptoms that the doctor better be checking the heart's blood supply, the brain blood supply, those things, all right? Because you can,
It's not exclusive to just that area of the body.
Exactly.
It can be all over the body.
Whenever you come in with erectile dysfunction, the doctor needs to say why, all right? And it is as the older you get, is less a testosterone issue, it's more of a vascular issue. So if you don't have a good blood supply to your penis, that's okay. You'll survive.
Right,
all right.
Right.
But I better be checking your blood supply to your heart, to your brain, all that kind of stuff. All right. The doctor needs to do that because the issue is not your erectile dysfunction. The issue is what else is being affected by what's causing your erectile dysfunction.
And there are times when you find that there's nothing wrong with the cardiovascular, there's been damaged, the penis has been damaged in some regard, and that's what's causing the decrease in vascularization.
Yes.
Those are all tough. That's more of a Peyronie sort of a...
Yeah, we'll go into that later on, all right? But these issues, Terry, are kind of neat. There is a heck of a lot of information, all right? I want to go over, just an overview of what causes low testosterone.
Okay.
In general, all right?
Okay.
All right? And first of all is the aging process. It's part of getting older, all right? All right. Number two, alcohol use, all right? And the other thing with high alcohol use can affect also the thyroid and adrenal functions. And the third thing is that if you use a lot of alcohol, it can increase the female estrogen levels in males. All right? Men don't realize this. All right?
Mm-hmm. So you're differentiating between acute alcohol use and chronic alcohol. Yeah. And
one glass of alcohol is not the issue.
Right. You're talking about the chronic.
Four or five every day. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Important.
Just want to make sure that that's clear.
The other thing that's important is you can have your cholesterol too low. All right. People don't realize. And the cardiologists get in trouble with this once in a while. I've had cardiologists take my patients and put they have bad cholesterol issues and put them on so much statins or cholesterol medications that they'll get. I had a patient come in and he was feeling terrible. He's doing everything his cardiologist told him, and he had a total cholesterol of 100. You can't keep your cell membranes intact at 100.
Yeah.
All right? Your cholesterol has to be at least 140 for you to make pregnenolone and make testosterone and all your other hormones.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a cholesterol level of 140, all your hormones in your body are going to be shot.
Right.
And you are going to feel terrible.
Yeah, cholesterol is the building block for hormones.
That's right.
You got to have them.
Chronic illnesses, all right, cause low testosterone. Chronic kidney failure, diabetes, all right. You can get illnesses from what they call the hypothalamus, but either from tumors in the pituitary or tumors around it that push it. But essentially, it lowers what's called gonadotropin-releasing hormone, or GnRH. But essentially, the problem may be a brain tumor causing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all these patients need brain MRIs or CTs of their brain.
Right.
All right? And in fact, we have over and over, the insurance comes, oh, no, it's not indicated. All right? They don't understand that being the cause of it. Disorders of the pituitary gland, it kind of goes along with it. If you are under a lot of stress, and we're going to have a program that will talk about stress issues, but it increases prolactin levels, and then especially if you have certain tumors in the hypothalamus, and you have medicines that increase the risk of hyperprolactinemia. We have men that can get big breasts and rarely even start to lactate.
Wow.
That's rare as hen's teeth, by the way. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if your breasts as a guy are getting big, all right, it usually indicates that your testosterone is not high enough.
Right.
All right? That's a simple thing for people listening. If you're starting to get male boobs, have your doctor check your free testosterone, some other things, all right?
But once you initiate the treatment with testosterone, those tend to subside?
Yes. Yeah, if you treat the root cause.
Right.
The issues treating the root cause.
Right.
There's a bunch of genetic disorders. I'm going to just quickly mention them. They are not really an issue because the doctors who are looking after Klinefelter syndrome, Prader-Willi, Kallmann syndrome, hemochromatosis, there's probably iron metabolism in many of these that interferes with testosterone production.
Those
are not a big issue, and I'll tell you why, because the specialists are looking after these patients. They're aware of this.
They know this kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right, so it's, so they don't get...
Once you have that diagnosis, you're going to refer that patient out anyway.
HIV and AIDS can affect it, all right? Low thyroid infection, all right? Infections in the testes themselves, and... It's two. Chlamydia is the most common. Epstein-Barr and gonorrhea. Herpes, mumps, Coxsackie virus can all affect the testes. But there's new studies suggesting that the mRNA vaccines affect the testes big time. All right? And decrease testosterone production. All right? Injury to the testicles. You mentioned that early. Trauma to the testicles. All right? Long-term kidney or liver disease, end stage especially, all right? This is not usually in the early stages. Just being flabby and no exercise can do it, all right? There's medicines. All of the opiates, by the way, all patients taking chronic narcotics,
mm-hmm.
all of these patients will have low testosterone, all right? And we have, as a medical community, are just starting to realize that. That has not been on our radar screen kind of thing. This has just come out in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it seems like somebody would have made that connection by now.
Yeah, but it's important. The other thing is ketoconazole, which mm-hmm. we use for spironolactone, digoxin, cimetidine, all right, barbiturates, many of the anticonvulsants, all can lower testosterone. Okay, so these are things, Terry, that as physicians we're not really always thinking of. Right.
Right.
So after the break, I want to go over some other things that you can do that you don't realize are lowering your testosterone.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
There's only one. 1560 AM, 97.7 FM, KNZR.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Your heads are probably dizzy with all the talk of testosterone and the different things that you have to consider. Well, different diseases it can have related to.
We're learning so much, Terry. There's so much new stuff coming out about this. All right. The next thing I wanted to mention that can have an effect on lowering your testosterone
mm-hmm.
is if you have variceals or hydroceals, but certain problems with the testes themselves.
Right.
But more important than that is men that wear too tight shorts.
Undergarments, yeah.
Undergarments. Men don't realize this, the testicles have to be kept a little bit cooler than the rest of the body to produce testosterone, all right? Or else they won't work and the testosterone levels
go down. Hypothesis is that's what killed the dinosaurs.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, that the testes in the dinosaurs were up in the body, inside the body, and eventually they
couldn't
died off.
Well, essentially what happens is that we have men that have low testosterone, that the problem is they're wearing tight, tight shorts. Mm-hmm. The testicles are pushed up against the body, and they're not cooling properly. Mm-hmm. So the easiest, simplest issue for the increase your testosterone for these patients is wear boxer shorts and let the testicles hang.
Right.
And I was going to say flop in the breeze. That's not the right word to say.
Yeah,
But you know, be a little bit cooler than the body so that they'll start making testosterone, okay? So it's called scrotal cooling is what the doctors call it.
Mm-hmm.
But it essentially means quit wearing tight jeans and things like that.
Right, right.
It also occurs in truck drivers. We now have
studies. Because they're
sitting for hours. And the testicles get hot because of sitting in that environment,
mm-hmm.
and their testosterone will go down. All right.
Yep.
Now the next one is vegetarian diets. All right, but vegetarian diets where they don't eat the correct amounts of protein. All right, because if you don't eat enough protein, you won't get enough sex binding globulin. Which will lower your free testosterone and the free T that's available for your body to use,
right? Right.
So if you're a vegetarian, you want to make sure that you get the right kinds of protein. We've had shows on that done before, but that's important, all right? Or else you get in trouble with it.
Right,
and
right,
you,
right.
You don't want to go there, essentially.
You're trying to do positive things for yourself and it ends up being negative. Yeah.
Now, the last thing I want to mention, Terry, and I just can't emphasize this. This is I've seen this so often, Terry. It is mm-hmm. terrible. But you can buy testosterone shots, testosterone cyprinate, over the counter today. Mm-hmm. It's on the black market. Okay?
Right, right.
You can buy it. And I'm against using it. I have seen so many patients. I've saved their butt, all right? Now, here's what happens. If your doctor gives it to you, that's a different story.
Right.
But these are patients that are buying it over the counter, all right? Now, what the patient doesn't understand is, and they're giving themselves the shots.
Right.
They feel great and all that kind of stuff, and they think they're really buff. But the testosterone cyprinate can increase the hemoglobin count And essentially, their blood will get too thick. And then they have strokes and heart attacks and stuff like that. It goes through the roof of bad things.
Right.
It's disastrous, all right? So just make sure you don't take testosterone cyprinate injections over the counter.
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. I can't stress
only do it under the care of a doctor.
Because it just you can get into trouble. I just major issues.
Right.
And the people listening don't understand. You know, the guys, I'm going to feel great.
Yeah.
Yes, you will feel great. But the risk is through the roof of bad things happening.
Sounds good.
All right.
I'll see you again on Wednesday.
I'll be here Wednesday.
All right, everybody. Well, we're going to take this last break. We'll get to Another One Bites the Dust. Early down the street, the brute pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beast, yeah. Another One Bites the Dust. The editor-in-chief of Science magazine Scientific American resigned from her post. So what's the story behind that one? Well, seems that on election night, she called the people who were supporters of Donald Trump effing fascists. Well, that's not the only group that she insulted. She just went ahead and insulted just about everybody that she could think of, whether you're young, whether you're old. But solidarity to everybody whose meanest, dumbest, and most bigoted high school classmates are celebrated early results in effing them to the moon and back. And she's the editor of Scientific American? My goodness. Well, she did. She apologized, but she still resigned. Gosh, I feel so much better. She says, I'm committed to civil communication and editorial objectivity. Sure you are.